Blog Talk Radio.
www.kalerichministries.com. Again, that's www.kalerichministries.com. On my website, you can view and listen to previous ministry broadcasts, as well as get books for your entire family, church, and or Christian organization. Also, if you're not following me on my daily blogs, you are missing a treat. We are going over Who is God. This week, we're dealing with I Am That I Am. We're going over different names of God, and in understanding his names, it helps you to also understand his character as to who he is. So when God introduced himself with Moses, and Moses asked, well, who do I say sent me, when God was telling him that he wanted him to be the one to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, God told him to tell them that I am sent you. I am that I am. And so we're going over who is I am this week. Also, these lessons are available on Amazon.com. You can type in who is God and type in K.O. Rich. Lessons 1 through 4 are now available on Amazon.com. There's going to be a total of 10 lessons. And so lesson 5 will be out next week. So, again, that's who is God. Type in K.O. Rich, and you will be able to get them on Amazon.com. Also, if you're not following me on Facebook, you can follow me for the latest news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times on Facebook on the K.O. Rich Ministries. And please subscribe to me on YouTube under Evangelist K.O. Rich. Now, I have not uploaded any YouTube videos lately. I do plan to get back to being able to do the YouTube. I'm just doing some switcheroos right now. So I will let you know when those will be up and running again. Before we continue, please keep in prayer your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted throughout the world. We want to make sure that we keep them lifted up in prayer daily and not allow them to be too far from our thoughts and our prayers. All right, we have a ton of headlines that we have to cover. As a reminder, we're on every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and now on Sundays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Central. During the week, we're going over news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times, and then on Sunday, just our half hour of power. We do plan to come back for the full version cast, so as God bless the funds to open up, we will be back on Blog Talk for the full hour, hour and a half, or 2 hours. It depends. So if you would like to donate to the cause of this ministry, you could do so under korichministries.com. Click on the Donate tab. It will take you securely to PayPal. All right. Russia wants to fly over the U.S. with an advanced digital camera. Washington will be asking permission on today, Monday, to start flying surveillance planes equipped with high-powered digital cameras and warnings from U.S. intelligence and military officials that such overflights help Moscow collect intelligence on the U.S. Okay, so people, you might think this is crazy. Like, why in the world would Russia be asking permission to fly surveillance planes over the U.S.? Okay, well, what a lot of people do not understand, there is what's called an open skies treaty, and there's 34 nations that signed this treaty, so that it's kind of a good faith. So, say, for instance, the U.S. want to fly over France with their surveillance cameras, then they can do that, and France can fly over the U.S., and it's a good faith to let them know, oh, well, we're not, you know, having anything that nuclear or something that we're not supposed to have, and it's just a good faith clause. However, what's interesting is the timing of this. As you know, Russia and the U.S. are not on good terms, pretty much. They were supposed to meet today with regards to a ceasefire in Syria, and I believe that's supposed to take place the 27th, if I'm correct. Okay, but the thing is that Russia and the U.S., they're not on good terms. It's like back to the Cold War. And so it's interesting. Now, Russia has been flying planes to different countries. They also hit our borders, came in our borders, in our airspace, I believe it was sometime last year, towards Alaska and I believe California, if I'm correct. And I think they've hit Canada's borders as well. But they've been flying their jets, and what they're doing is calculating to see how long does it take for the other country's jets to get up in the air before they can do a significant amount of damage. And so they're testing. So why is Russia at this particular time, with the strain that's in our countries, between the two countries, why are they wanting to do flybys, surveillance cameras? Well, Russia is going going to one day attack the U.S. That's what they're planning. They're strategizing. They're preparing. They're getting their military strategies ready for whenever they do. However, Russia is probably not going to be alone when they do it, because they're real chummy with China right now. And so it's probably not going to be just Russia. It's probably going to be Russia and China. So whatever surveillance, whatever they pick up from the U.S., should they fly their surveillance cameras over the U.S. territory, I'm sure they're going to pass it along to China as well. So, again, this is very curious. It's very interesting with what's going on right now. Again, these are signs of the time, the things that's taking place. And on Wednesday, remember, we don't have a broadcast on tomorrow, but on Wednesday, I do plan to go more in depth about World War III, because a lot of people are not understanding, because it's not on the mainstream media. But World War III, we're at the brink of World War III, and so many people are, well, we don't have to worry about it, it's over there. People, World War III means world war, okay? It doesn't mean it's in a select country. That means it could be everywhere, including on U.S. soil, all right? So we're going to talk about that more on Wednesday, so that you can understand the seriousness of what's taking place in today's time. And I'm going to bring it down. I'm going to bring it to you. I wish we had the full hour, but I don't have 30 minutes. So I'm going to have to really do a brief summary so that you can understand what's going on in the times that we're in. Moving on, 7 dead in Kalamazoo County, shooting spree, suspect in custody. At least 7 people were killed during a shooting spree in Kalamazoo County in Michigan, authorities said, and all 8 people were shot in these 3 locations Saturday, according to Undersheriff Paul Martins told CNN. Okay, so this man just went and just started shooting, and if I'm right, let me see here. I don't want to, you know what, I'm gonna go back through this, because I'm making a connection here, but we're gonna talk about this a little bit later. But I don't know if you recall the DC shootings where they were just shooting people. Well, this man just randomly shooting people. See, we got the devil running loose right now. We know about Revelation and the 4 horsemen. These horsemen are trotting right now. Things are getting worse. Things are, you talking about wars and rumors of wars and people killing each other. The lack of people, their love has grown cold. People will shoot you dead and not even think twice about it and go have an ice cream afterwards after they, you know, it's, you have government, evil government. Okay, we're still not over this justice, this Supreme Court justice who just recently died. Was there some foul play? Was there something that was done? Why was there a rush to not have an autopsy, to not have an investigation? Okay, can you say evil government? All right, you cannot trust your government. I'm telling you that now. If you got faith that anybody in the government is going to be able to change this nation, you are really believing foolishly. Okay, nothing, no president, no one is going to be able to change this government. Only person that can change it is us, if we repent and turn back to God as a nation. I don't care who wins, especially if Hillary wins. If Bernie Socialist Sanders win, even if Donald Trump win, nobody can turn this nation around unless the nation itself turns back to God. And moving on, smartphones to replace cards at bank machines. Yes, you heard me. They're trying to have a cashless society. They're trying to use smartphone technology that's going to be replacing the bank cards. Can you say the beast is rising? We're having the rise of the beast system. If you do not know, they are trying to eliminate cash. They're talking about eliminating $100 bills. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about governments, okay? In this nation and other nations, they're talking about eliminating right here the $100 bills and the $50 bills. They're saying they're doing it to keep money laundering and from taking place or whatever. No, this is, we're giving rise to the one world government, one world religion, one world monetary system, okay? This is rise of the beast system, where you will not be able to buy or sell unless you have this mark on in this case, a smartphone, or they're trying to replace the bank cards. They're going to say, oh, well, bank cards are just as dangerous because people can get a hold to your card and use it. So therefore, they're going to be really trying to push this implant in your hand, this chip in your hand. So you're going to slide that chip at the machine, and then you'll be getting money. And they're going to say, oh, well, therefore, we're going to have to get rid of the cash. We're going to have to get rid of the cards because people can easily steal it. So therefore, the next thing we're going to do is require everyone to get microchip. Please do not get the microchip. That is the mark of the beast system. Moving on. Protests planned across U.S. to back Apple and battle with FBI. Protesters are preparing to assemble in more than 30 cities to lash out at the FBI for obtaining a court order that requires Apple to make it easier to unlock an encrypted iPhone used by the gunman in December's mass shootings in southern Illinois. Okay, why is this dangerous? Why are people protesting against this? They are protesting against this because if the government is able to unlock these people who did this mass shooting in December, well, okay, people might say, well, they need to unlock the phones. However, it never stops their people. When they unlock one person's phone, they're going to be able to lock everybody's phone. People are giving away their rights due to fear of terrorism, okay? How did we get where the TSA is patting you down and body scanning you and groping you at the airport? Because people gave away their freedom in order for a little bit of protection, which is not no protection at all. And this is what's happening here. We are losing our freedom. We are losing what this country was built upon because a little bit of fear gives a whole lot of control, and therefore we are not the free society in America that we used to be. Moving on, no scapegoat. Thousands rally around U.S. over officer's conviction. Over 10,000 supporters of a former police officer convicted of fatally shooting an unarmed man in a darkened stairwell rallied in New York in one of several demonstrations held across the country Saturday to protest his conviction. Peter Ling, who had said the shooting was an accident, was convicted of manslaughter this month in the death of a Carl Gurley, who was fatally shot in 2014 inside a New York City public housing building. Okay, we have a lot of things that's going on with the cops and white cops, black people, and vice versa. Black Lives Matter. Obama met with one of the main activist who's running for mayor in the city with Black Lives Matter. Now, he went and paid his respects 2 whole minutes to the Supreme Court Justice 2 whole minutes on Friday. You're standing in a line longer than that at McDonald's. Come on, man. He gave a whole 2 minutes. But then he supposedly met with Black Lives Matter. What is Obama planning? Obama is planning on using Black Lives Matter to further his agenda like he's already been doing, like George Soros and different ones who are funding this, as we saw with the Super Bowl. For those who watched the halftime show, I didn't watch it, I just saw the little clips that Christian stations were talking about, promoting the Black Panther movement and Malcolm X and all of that. Okay, that was not the time and the place to do something like that anyway. Second, this is a promotion of racial division in this country that we do not need. Moving on, UN under pressure to show that it can end Burundi violence. When the U.S. Security Council envoys flew in to Burundi in January to try to end months of violence, the Central African country's leader flatly rejected their offer of help, and hundreds protested against what they saw as meddling. Now, you know, the UN is in everything, okay? We don't have time to go into this right now, but the UN is like your one world government. They're trying to control everything. They're doing genocide. They're trying to reduce the population. They're trying to tell you they're going to end hunger. Actually, they're going to end people's lives. That's what's going to end the hunger, because you're killing them. And this is an agenda. If you heard of Agenda 21, which we talked about on this show, well, now they got Agenda 30, which is on steroids. And one day I'm going to take the time out to go back over that. that again. Time of action. Fiji begins recovery after nation's strongest storm hits. We don't have time to go through that. I need to skip down to some more important news right now. Trump takes South Carolina as Clinton wins Nevada. Now, I don't believe that the globalists are going to allow Trump to win. I believe he's in danger. I believe that they will kill him before they allow him to win. I believe they're going to pull out all stumps. I have never seen the media attack a candidate as they have Donald Trump. Now, I'm not pro anyone, but I'm definitely not pro Hillary. I'm definitely not pro Bernie Sanders. But the thing is that I've never seen the media attack anyone as they have Trump. You would think they would be attacking Hillary Clinton because of the email scandal, because of the Benghazi scandal. You would think that they would be maybe attacking Bernie Sanders because it's a socialist idea. But no, they're going after Donald Trump. Why? Because Donald Trump can't be paid off. He's already got enough money, so they consider him dangerous. He's a loose cannon because he can't be bought. All right, moving on. The commander of the U.S. Navy 7th Fleet says he is wary of the situation in South China Sea being painted as a battle between the United States and China. The commander of the U.S. Navy 7th Fleet said on Monday that he is wary of the situation in the South China Sea being painted as a battle between the United States and China, but added the presence of a Chinese missile system on the disputed island will not stop the U.S. from flying over the region. Okay, as we know, China has created these man-made islands, these island reefs, and they're over there building up their substations with military equipment and runways for their planes, and this is not supposed to be their territory. It's supposed to be international territory, but they've claimed it for themselves. So the United States has the right to fly over. However, China is telling them that they can't. This is a mess, okay? So he's saying he doesn't want it to be painted as a battle between the U.S. and China. Well, actually, it is a battle between the U.S. and China. Okay, let's call a spade a spade. They're disputing over territory, all right? So that is simple as that. That's what's going on. You can try to call it as you will, but that is exactly what's going on. Okay, moving on. Listen to the mysterious nocturnal noise baffling experts and terrifying the Oregon community. I don't have time to read this whole article, but this is noise that's taking place in Oregon. They're hearing high-pitched sounds, and they're wondering, what is this high-pitched sound? I mean, it's like when you're listening to it, it kind of puts you in the mind of someone taking their fingers and going across a chalkboard. It's very annoying. And so, again, is the earth crying out? We know we have all these sinkholes. Hell is expanding itself. What is going on? These are signs of the time, the end of the age, things that are taking place. Russia condemns attacks in Syria, calls for global action. Russian foreign ministry said on Monday it strongly condemned what is called recent terrorist attacks in Syria, saying that they were aimed at wrecking peace efforts. Multiple bomb blasts in southern district of Damascus killed at least 87 people on Sunday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said, and the twin car bombs killed at least 59 people and homes, the monitoring group said. Okay, the Bible talks about Damascus being destroyed and being a heap of rubble. And so this is Bible prophecy being fulfilled. Moving on, U.S. rejected North Korean peace plan proposal before latest nuclear bomb test. The United States rejected a North Korean proposal to discuss a peace treaty to formally end the Korean War because it does not address denuclearization on the peninsula, the State Department said on Sunday. State Department spokesman John Kirby made the comment in response to a Wall Street Journal's report that the White House secretly agreed to peace talks just before Pyongyang's latest nuclear bomb test. All right, I'm going to say this. Kim Jong-un cannot be trusted. He is crazy. Can you make a peace treaty with this man? Absolutely not. This man does not abide by anything. He is crazy. He is demented, just as demented basically as Obama is. Okay, let's call it like it is. All right. Muslims warn Trump to back off of fiery rhetoric. Why? What are they going to do, call Obama? They don't like what old Trump is saying, so they're warning him to back off. What you going to do, call Obama, try to kill him? Because that's what they, you know, that's what they'll try to do. They don't like what he's saying about keeping them from our borders. And you know what? We need to close the borders. I don't care what the Pope says, and the Pope needs to stay out of American politics because he's a hypocrite. The Pope is a hypocrite. You're telling us not to have walls up when you walled all around. And I like it, like on True News with Rick Wiles, when he said, tear down those walls. Stop being a hypocrite, basically. You know, he was saying, Rick Wiles on True News, saying, hey, tear down the walls, like Reagan told Gorbachev. Tear down that wall. Stop being a hypocrite. If you're going to tell us that we don't need borders, you take down yours and see how that works for you. I believe in leading by example. You do what you're telling everybody else to do. Okay, finally, is Saudi Arabia to run out of brown water in 13 years? The collapse of food producing agriculture won't be far behind. Mohammed Al-Ghamdi, a water expert and faculty member of the Saudi Arabia's King Faisal University, has announced the shocking news that the country's groundwater will run out in 13 years. Official estimates have been disclosed showing an acute drop in water levels in agricultural areas, he says, and that indicates the seriousness of the situation. As such, he's worried about what it looks like and an inevitable threat to key crops, including fruit and wheat. Okay, the Bible tells us about famine, about plagues, about wars and rumors of wars and these things, days, wages for some barley. And these are signs of the times at the end of the age that we are at. Okay, I'm going to go to Isaiah chapter 1. I don't have time to read a lot in here, but it talks about in verse 2, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2, it talks about a rebellious nation. It says, hear, O heavens, listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manager, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Oh, sinful nation. A people loaded with guilt, a brood of evildoers, children given to corruption. They have forsaken the Lord. They have spurned the Holy One of Israel and turned their back to him. We have a lot to learn from Israel. All we have to do is read the Old Testament, read Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, all what Israel has done, what Israel did in the past, the United States is repeating. And God has given us chance after chance to turn back. He's warning. Judgment is here. And people are like, oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, the United States is secure. Oh, no one would come and destroy the United States. That's exactly what's about to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. It is finished, people. The United States is finished as we once knew it. And it is only going to go downhill. So enjoy while you can. For those who are having fun in wickedness, enjoy it while it lasts, because it will not last long, because Jesus is coming back. God is putting an end to the things that's taking place on this earth. He is putting an end to it. He's going to put an end to all these abortions. He's going to put an end to all this greed. He is going to put an end to all this sexual immorality that people are throwing in his face, saying it's okay. He's going to put an end to these fake pastors who won't stand up for ill beings to tell what thus said the Lord and bring people back to repentance. God has had enough. It has reached his nostrils. He's had enough, and he's sick of it, and it's going to come to an end. So while people want to have their feel-good sermons, their feel-good theology, their feel-good, well, everything's going to be okay as long as I can shout and dance and hop around, and it's going to be a better Friday. Enjoy it while it lasts, because it is coming to an end. The Bible tells us, the Bible lets us know, and God is the same God now as he was back then. The only difference is when Jesus came, he gave us the grace, but grace was never supposed to be abused. We were supposed to allow God to come into our hearts, Jesus to come into our hearts, and allow him to allow us to not be we're not to be slaves to sin, but grace was never to be abused. But if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you've said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept his free gift of salvation. Allow him to turn you from the inside out. You can't celebrate sin. He wants you to turn from sin. And only he can help you do what you can't do by yourself. God loves you. We will be back on Wednesday for more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. This is Evangelist Kale Rich. It is finished. God bless you. Until next time.